Peace and blessings, family. It is the Ratchet Righteous Goddess herself, them chakras, and we are back in the safe space this week, you guys. And we are not alone. We are back in the safe space. And y'all know I like to meet strangers on the internet, right? And have conversations with them. That's like my favorite thing to do. And it's even better when it is a very skilled, very talented, very spiritual, very like dualistic, holistic, just very vibing and understanding black ass woman. Y'all know I live for it. And we are in the safe space this week with Live Like Low, or better yet, Low Lauren, interchangeably speaking, the one and only. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. No, you're fine. Listen, we are in a safe space. We in here. We be bonnets on, no bras. We live like we live, okay? We live like Lo, okay? So I actually met Lo through TikTok, believe it or not. And I was looking for podcast guests and she reached out. And I'm one of those people where like I follow you on TikTok because I'm interested in your content. But when you reach out and or when anybody reaches out and they tell me all the things that they do, I go down a rabbit hole, and a rabbit hole I did. And in that rabbit hole, I found so many amazing things. And as of recently, I found her healing mother wounds video on YouTube. And y'all know that that was something that we talked about for a while. And I highly recommend, I'm actually going to put the link below that you, so you guys can check it out, because, you know, like this is just, it's a time we're going through that solstice. It's the time of, you know, like a reawakening and a rebirth. And I think one of the things that people don't do enough is like heal those spaces in their body. So not just with mother wounds, but just your shadow self and just all, literally, if you're looking for a video regarding healing, there's probably a video out there that Lo has covered that conversation with so much educational and enlightening information, but it's also very entertaining. So it doesn't feel like you're just sitting there and watching somebody talk to you. And we're going to get into some of the services, but before we get into that, can you introduce yourself, beautiful, and all the wonderful things that you do?
Okay. So hi. So essentially, I'm Lo. My name is Lauren, but family calls me Lo. And so when I started to make my name for all of my socials, I was like, I'm really looking for my soul tribe. So I want all of my fans to call me Lo. And that's kind of how I started. So you can find me on Instagram. I don't really have a following on Instagram. I don't know what's going on over there, but it is livelikelo_official. And TikTok is my biggest platform right now. And that's _livelikelo. And YouTube is just live like Lo in general. And so essentially what I do is I'm an energy healer. I practice the Melchizedek method. I'm also a psychic medium, and I call myself the divine channel because I channel messages from source. I also specialize in ancestor communication. So that's one of the biggest like shticks for me. And I basically use a lot of my gifts to do light language. I also channel the Arcturian Council of Light, and that's a little bit of a new thing I was doing just for YouTube Lives, and that content will be coming out on YouTube in late March, so that'll be dope. And I offer coaching to help people work through their trauma. I have been through a serious amount of trauma, and I had some huge mother and father wounds that were really blocking me from speaking my truth and being my truest self. And so what I did was I just went through like 2 years of egregious healing, like and I used alchemy to do that. And so that's how I teach my clients how to do it as well. I also channeled from my patron deity Thoth a healing modality, and it's called Quanta. And so essentially what I do is I go into the working area of the Akashic Records, and we call that the Quanta, and I go and I speak directly to your current timeline self, and we move things around, we adjust specific areas And we cut cords. We go talk to your inner child, your inner teen, your higher self. And then we integrate that because the quanta is the realm of the oversoul. We go talk to the oversoul. We get messages from them. We integrate with them. And so from that place, a lot of people get an intense amount of healing. And on top of that, I tend to have a lot of people who want to work on their psychic gifts come to me. And so I'm able to open those gates as well. And I've had clients say, like, oh my God, like, I have had visions like every night, or I've seen my mom like several times since we've spoke, or I've heard from her, or I've smelled her, or something like that. I've had a few people come to me who had addictions, and just being able to like curb all of that dealt with that, as well as removing any cravings, and letting them be able to move on from that path in their life. So that's been incredible. So yeah, like I pretty much channel, and I love doing tarot. That's how I started. So I do still offer tarot, but like no one comes for me low-key for tarot anymore. They're like, this girl can just tap in and talk to the person I want to talk to, like and pull up. So that's pretty much that. I also have a mystery school, and I also release courses teaching you how to heal yourself. I'm teaching you deep mysteries that I've learned over my time studying with the creator of mystery schools, Tehuti. And so that is a very big part of my life. And yeah, I don't know if I could keep talking. So
No, you're rocking it, you're killing it. And I think that one thing that I like to do is give people the opportunity to speak on those gifts, because it's not something that people do confidently sometimes. Like, it's a very humble flex for, most people. They say like, oh, well, I have this gift, or I have this thing that I can do. And it's just like, to hear you speak so openly about it and so confidently about it, I think is the thing. So like, when people get into that rhythm, I'm like, no, go off, like, keep going, keep going. No, so I'm all for that. And I want to get into so many different parts of that. So we're gonna end up coming back for a whole separate episode, because there's a lot to break down there. But the reason why I really wanted Lo in the safe space during this time, because it's gonna be Women's History Month when this episode goes out, is because as women, right, we're so many different things, but I think one thing that women do really well is get to the money. And in getting to the money, what a lot of women do is we try to start somewhere where we do what we love, or we do what we're good at. And this isn't a hairstylist. This isn't somebody who's doing nails. And there's nothing wrong with that. But when it's a spiritual gift and there's a monetary value that's now tied to that, a lot of people find some type of like discomfort, or almost like that's where they draw the boundary in getting assistance, because they feel like the skills that you possess should be given for free. So I wanted Lo in this space because Lo is somebody who monetizes her gifts, and she knows that she's good at what she does, and she knows that she gets results. And in doing so, you charge for that. Like, you, I'm gonna charge you what I'm worth, because it's not something that, if I was doing it for free, yes, it would still have the same type of it would have this, it would still have the same type of intensity. It would still have the same type of, result behind it. But why should I go around giving away my skill for free when I could be getting a bag behind it? Not everybody wants to work a 9 to 5 their entire life. And some of us who are in these spiritual spaces who don't treat it like it's just this now this like cultural thing, or this like niche that people are tapping into, when we start putting a price to our skills or to our skill sets, now all of a sudden it looks like we're trying to monetize in a space where the space should not be monetized. They feel like we've now overstepped a boundary, or we've done too much, because it's like, like, this was given to you by the ancestors. This was given to you by, like the different generations of people. Your previous existences had to go through something in order to excel in these gifts. You're supposed to be giving this away for free. And I think that's where we draw the line, right? That's where we're telling people, like, absolutely not. I'm not doing this. I'm not giving you the cow, the milk. I'm not giving you the leather, none of that shit for free. Like, we're not doing this. So I felt like Lo, out of all people, would have a really great understanding of what it means to charge your worth and to know your worth. So when you first started doing this, how did you know that there was a When did you know that you could put a price behind it and that people were going to pay you what you were worth?
Well, this is going to be kind of funny because what I did was I was just honestly, I loved doing tarot and I would literally do it for free. And when, so I had stopped working because I went to school for film. So I stopped working in film because I had a baby and I was like, I'm not going to be gone for 12 to 14 hours a day. I need to find something else to do. And I had just erected an ancestor altar. And I remember the first time I connected with someone. And just after that, I heard my grandma, and she said, this is what I was reading for a friend. And she was like, this is what you'll be doing for the rest of your life. And I was like, what? Like, it was like the clearest I had ever heard. And then months and months and months progressed through, and spirit started to speak to me louder and louder. And the ancestors were like, baby, this is you. This is, and I was like, but I do this for free. It's just a hobby. They were like, it's not a hobby anymore. And so at first, I was kind of scared to charge, and I was charging little by little. But what I realized is the more I was able to handle, and that was something that I realized, the more I was able to handle, the more my gifts improved. And the stronger the channel became, spirit was like, this is no longer a hobby. You need to
There you go.
charge. And spirit has always set my price. I have never been like, oh, I'm going to charge $250 for this service. Like, no, like spirit was like, this is the price. And this price is going to go up when we say it's going to go up.
There you go.
Like, don't play with us. And, Thoth, who is basically the Egyptian god of knowledge, has been my patron deity for pretty much all of my journey as a spiritualist. And he was very like stern with me on this. It was one of the first times I had ever heard him like directly speak to me. And he was like, when you charge for a service, it allows someone to get the true healing out of that service because they equal exchange. And that to me was like the biggest thing. And what I've learned so far is if someone doesn't pay for something, they don't value what they receive. And it's kind of
You hit
sad
the nail on
that.
the head right there.
Yeah, and they don't value it. And so they'll keep coming back and keep coming back and keep coming back for what's free, getting the same information and never apply. But when I started charging, I would say like I wasn't charging much. I was maybe charging like $50 for an hour reading. And I remember this one time I had a girl come in to me, and she came to me religiously for 6 months. And every single the same day of every month, just like religiously for 6 months. And I remember who she was at the beginning of our readings and who she became because she applied everything that I told her to do. And the ancestors and the spirits told her to do, it was incredible. Like she went from being like someone who couldn't speak her truth, who couldn't stand up for herself at work, who couldn't set boundaries, to someone who was offered like the promotion to be over that thing. And that's what she wanted. That's what she came to me for. And I was like, you can do it. Like spirit had told me, like she was going to be able to do it. She just needed some help. And I remember that. And I was like, yo, this shit is fucking powerful. I deserve to charge
For
for
sure. Yeah, no, for
this.
sure. I think that people have this, people think of spiritual gifts as like this totally different thing compared to like life coaching, when in all actuality, it's kind of one and the same. It's just that it's a spiritual lifestyle in which we're trying to coach you in. Coaching is nothing but having the knowledge of a professional, somebody who's been doing this for a long time. It's their calling to assist you in that. You don't see people coaching NFL teams. You don't see Ayala Van Zant just out here doing shit for free. Like nobody's volunteering that fucking time. There's a price tag that goes along with that. And you hit the nail on the head when you said that people are paying for the value in that. And that's what's most important. And I think that that's where people miss the mark. And that's why I said, I know for sure having this conversation with you is going to be that thing because tarot, before anything else, right? Spiritually speaking, is one of the spaces that most people start in, right? Not in reading tarot, but wanting to have their cards read. Like, listen, I don't know what the fuck to do with my life. I'm gonna go see the lady. Like, it's always, I'm gonna go see the lady. And every time they go see the lady, the first time they go see the lady, it's always, like a couple of dollars. Oh, well, I'm only gonna give her like $5 for 5 minutes because I don't want her to in my business. But when she start calling you out, now you like, listen, I don't give a fuck if it's $50 or $500. I'm going back to see the lady because the lady told me that my marriage was gonna fail, or the lady told me that. And of course, there wasn't a lot of detail in that, but now you're going back and you're charging what she's worth because you're charging for that time, that knowledge, but above all, that intuition. This shit ain't free. It's not even free for us. This is not a bartering system between what we know in spirit. That's not it. We have shedded, okay, like cleared. There's a certain vulnerability, a nakedness that comes with spiritual gifts. You don't get this by waking up one morning and be like, I'm gonna tap into spirit. You wake up one morning and you go through some shit. Like, you out here like spiritually getting your ass whooped. It's really important for you to know the differentiation in knowing what to charge people. Like, people will sit up there and say, oh, this is like an ancestral gift. Oh, this is something that was given to you. Oh, you need to church. And it's like, at the end of the day, I get it. You think that I didn't have to go through anything to get what it is that I have. But the years of trauma, honestly, sometimes don't even equate to the gift. It's like, I did all this to be able to read some cards. Like, come on, grandma. Like, really? We did all of this. So when it came down to you knowing like when to charge, I know you said like, through knowing your deity and in knowing like when what to charge with. And of course, you said your first client was like $50 each time. When did you know that you had a business, like an actual like entrepreneurial
So
opportunity here?
it's kind of funny because this was like doing tarot was just a hobby that I was just like, okay, cool side hustle, when my daughter is taking a nap or whatever. But when I really started, I started out first with products because I'm an alchemical herbalist. So I do a lot of like spasmodics. And so I started out doing that. And that's when I kind of was seeing like, okay, I am not just doing hobbies, like I'm putting things together to try to construct something. And even though that didn't work out, it kind of showed me how to put things together, how to pivot in a business, how to formulate it. But I knew it was something when I signed, I guess signed the dotted line and got my LLC. Like I was like, what? I was like, I have a name, and I got somebody to do a logo, and I was like, I have a logo. I was like, like, can't tell me shit. This is a business. But I would say when Spirit told me to put down my physical products, like mid last year, and just focus on my like services, they were like, now this will be the business that takes you the way. And I was like, I don't know. For it, shit. So once I kind of did that, I was like, wow, like this is really picking up. I've actually been in my business since 2018. So like this is like the last 2 years have been my biggest years as far as revenue and brand awareness. So I really was able to see like, hey, this is like those next 2 years of like those 5 years where businesses aren't successful. And like, I'm finally seeing some traction. I'm like, oh, yes, it's good. And Spirit's like, it's going to get better. I'm like, oh, yeah, that sounds good.
There you go. And that confirmation within itself is such a, I don't want to say daunting. It can be intimidating to an extent because it's like, are you serious? Like, is it this, like, are you playing with me or are you serious? Because if it don't take off this time, I might fuck around and quit. Like, I can't. I resonate with that so much. This is the first year where I said, like, I'm gonna start like putting out mantras, but like actually selling those mantras for women to use. And I'm going to have this Patreon space for these women to come and to be able to fellowship as one and just even collaborating with other spiritualists and then charging for appearances because that's something that people don't really talk about as well. I've never run into the issue because usually in collaborations with other like spiritualists, when it comes to events and whatnot, the first thing they ask you is what's your rate. I think that anybody who has a business, a registered business, does the taxes behind their business, or even just, calculates their cost, understands that there's an importance in paying people. And if you don't have the physical, like tangible funds in order to pay people, there is a bartering system, that's usually there. So I really respect anybody who has now stepped into this space and is holding strong in this space, because those first like 700 some odd days, like you got to count them as days. You can't even count them as like the first 400 days, the first, 500 days. You have to count it as the first 600 days, the first 700 days, because every day counts. There's a certain amount of money that I'm making every day, and that's my gas, that's my lights on, that's to make sure my babies is getting back and forth. Like, it's so many different things that are dependent upon these experiences. It's not just me saying, I'm going to do this. I'm going to sell my products, or I'm going to sell the opportunity, for people to, have me read their cards, or I'm going to, sell these mantras or whatever the case may be. It takes a lot to step outside of yourself and be like, let me put a price behind this, because you're charging for your skill set too. So there's a certain amount of intuition and like self-worth, self-acceptance that goes into being like, I'm good enough to charge for this. You were speaking about the value, and it's like, yeah, other people see the value in what it is that I'm doing, but do I see the value in what it is that I'm doing? And do I feel confident enough when doing this to be like, oh yeah, girl, I could charge you $50 a reason, cause that ain't shit. Like, you actually, this is actually a deal. Like, don't even worry about it. Cause I remember in the beginning, people would ask me to speak at events, and they're like, what you charge? And I'm like, girl, what you mean what I charge? Like, how much is the ticket? Like, let me know what I gotta pay to be in this space. And it's like, that's not how this works. Like, we really like you, we really vibe with you. And I don't have this equation amongst like my follower count to how much money I make. I think some people think that as well. They're like, oh, she has like 10,000 followers on TikTok, so I know she a grip. And it's like, actually, I just started charging to even appear places like 2 years ago. I don't know what the fuck you talking about. Like, you 2 years ago, you could have got me to come to grandma cookout and probably pray over the food for free. Like, we would have had us a good time. So, when it comes to like messages, right? Because I think that that's something else. How did you know, like, when you're doing these services, how do you know what's for you, and how do you know what to share? Like, how are you able to differentiate between, because sometimes like I read tarot for myself, I don't read tarot for anybody else, but there are times where like maybe my best friend will ask me a question and I'll pull the cards and I'll be like, hold up, spirit, is this for her? What was you talking to me? Like, how do you know this is for?
So something as far as when it comes with tarot, like I do a lot of pre-work when someone comes to me. So I make an offering to the ancestors about 15 minutes before the service starts. So
Okay.
I start getting messages for them as like before the call even starts. And it's not on purpose. It's just kind of like they got a lot to say and they be like, okay. And we got to
Yeah.
run this down so that because she gonna act like or he gonna act like what you're saying isn't for real, but it is for real, and we need you to say these specific things. So
Gotcha. Okay.
there's that. But in the middle of a reading, I can tell like, oh, there's a double meaning here, and spirit is like literally giving me a message in their message. What do you call it? Like I always see like in between the lines. Like I'm just one of those
Gotcha,
people.
yeah.
And so spirit will say, someone asked you because you wouldn't ask, but you had the answer. So they came to you for the answer, and now you have the answer for yourself. And
There you
I
go.
love that. That's with reading tarot though. But like when I'm getting like a psychic message, that is like so specific to the person, and I can tell because I can hear the differentiation in voices. So it's like if there's somebody else's spirit team, I can see them. I can call them out by name. Like I can see like a man, light skin with a low kind of cut afros, like super with the fade, and then he has like a little gold situation in the mouth, and just like, yeah, that's my baby right there. Like I could see that, and then it's like the voice
Gotcha.
that I'm hearing sounds just like him. It sounds like a man. It sounds like a specific type of accent. Like I can hear that. So it's easier for me to be like, okay, boop, da 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 da. But I record all of my sessions, so sometimes I'll walk back a session, I'll be like, That applies to me now, 2 weeks later. And I'm like, or I'll be like, oh, that's a good little nugget. And it might be like literally 2 minutes out of a 2 hour conversation that will just like kind of poke out to me and be like, do you remember this? Or do like you're going through this situation now, and what was the advice that you gave this person? And are you acting like a big baby? My spirit team is like, you're a brat. Stop being a brat.
For sure, for sure. No, I resonate with that completely. I'm hard-headed. Sometimes I don't want to do what they call me to do. Like I be come on, like come on now, not today. It's Tuesday. Like you really need me to do it today. Like
Got
I
this.
can't do it tomorrow. And then something break in the house and I'd be like, all right, today. You said today. I got you. Today. You're
Oh
right.
my
The
God.
light go out. I'd be like, all right, shit, today. I'm gonna do it. You're right.
Yes. Like I work with Ra. So it's like in the morning, the sun will shine directly in my face. The sun will shine directly in my face. And I'll just hear, Lo, it's time to wake up. I'll be like, but I'm tired. And then I'll see the sun get brighter on my face and like, wake up, Lo. I'll be like, damn. And as soon as I wake up, like he's like, okay, I need you to go put your clothes on, do this, do this, do this. Okay, now go get your book. Now I have like a specific book for like my Egyptian deities. And so I invested a lot of money into that book. Like it was a finite print, and I was like, I'm getting it. And so when Ra calls me, I have to take the book outside and I stand on my deck and I read the book out loud to him. And then he'll be like, okay, read these next 2 pages to me. And then he'll be like, okay, now speak your spirit to me. And like he'll be like, speak the language of your soul. That's what he calls soul, light language. Like, speak the language of your soul. And then he'll be like, okay, today's devotion is done. Be on with you. And it's like, okay, cool.
But I think, and you like, I remember coming across your content and feeling like I have no idea what this woman is talking about, right? Because it was the act is not new to me, but the language is very new to me. And when you talked about charging what you're worth, the first thing I thought was, this is not something that you can just roll over and say, like, this is what I'm going to get into. This is not something where you're like, oh, this seems interesting. This is what I'm going to do. This is about a calling. And when you decide to put like a monetary value behind that, I think that that's one of the things that's often discounted is the fact that somebody has to be so pure and so in tune and so in love and so submissive to that calling. Like when it comes to like prayer, like I'm very much like not Christian. I'm not even really religious. I'm just very spiritual. But my family is so hoodoo, it's disgusting. Like we so hoodoo, like so hoodoo. So it's like prayer, leaving offerings, like stones, crystals, like dirt, mud, herbs, all that. My family doesn't get it. But when people come to me and say, like, hey, I need this work. Hey, I need you to pray. Hey, my granny funeral coming up. I need you to go up there and say a couple words, like, because you know how to articulate. I didn't wake up one morning and just be like, all right, God, like I need the voice today. You know, like, oh, I need the words today. Is this comes easy to me. So charging doesn't come from me saying, like, I'm gonna put a price tag behind this. It's like, no, I know what I'm worth. Like, and I'm not going to continue to walk around and do this without tying something to it. I know that like social media, society in general has created spirituality to be this very cliche thing and this very like monetized thing that people feel like they can make money off of now by just like laying out a couple stones and going to get a tarot deck from Barnes and Nobles and just adhering to the book, right? But there's something about a person that can pull out a tarot deck and the cards are all like mesh and folded up and like it's a chip missing out the corner. Like she the one that's putting the work in. So if I'm gonna give my money to anybody, I'm gonna give my money to that person. I'm not gonna give my money to the lady who got the, you know, like the perfect head wrap on and she got the unk earrings and like, yeah, she smelled like cocoa butter, but it's a lady down the street who I roll a little bit and she got like the dirty, you know, mix, but she been in it for a minute. I'm gonna give her my money before because I know that she put the time, the effort, the energy, the love, and the submission behind the work. It's the at face value, I think people have made it this like luxurious thing. Having these skills, having these talents, having these ancestral gifts is not a luxury at all. If anything, it's a very intimidating task because you have to walk around like this authentically. Like every day, you have to walk around and you have to speak about the fact as though the sun told you to pick up a book and to go outside and to read 2 pages. You said like you know how like that might come off to people the wrong way. So I really wanted to do this episode because I really find that people miss out on that key point. I'm not doing this because I decided one day that I'm going to do this. I didn't decide one day I'm gonna charge people a couple dollars. I do this because this is my God-given talent. This is my God-given skill. This is where I belong in life. In this life, this is my calling. You're paying me to go speak to the sun because you're too embarrassed to do it. You won't submit to the action. You keep running from the action. That's why you need me. And that's why, because I saw your YouTube channel, I saw your TikTok, and I was just like, to anybody else, she would look crazy. To anybody else, it would come off as this black woman is outside, and some people call it like speaking in tongues. This black woman is outside speaking in tongues to the earth, like talking to blades of grass. I'm gonna call somebody because she might not be too well, and she got a kid in there. Like it's a kid in the house. Like somebody call somebody. When in all actuality, it's that this woman is doing what God, what her deities have called her to do. That's why she can put a price tag behind it, and that's why you're gonna pay her what she's worth. Because at the end of the day, you were too embarrassed to do it. At the end of the day, you would not submit to it. At the end of the day, you didn't even think that it was worth it. And she stepped in and did it. And that's why I'm so glad that you even reached out. And I'm like, it aligns so well because as I'm scrolling through TikTok, I'm like, I'm gonna find somebody. Like, I'm gonna find somebody. I'm gonna send an email. Like, I'm gonna find somebody. And your email came through, and I was like, this is it right here. This is it because it's so off the beaten path for people. There's a dollar amount behind it, and she's making money from it. That's what I cared about. Of course, like I said, we're gonna have a separate episode because we're gonna talk about all the languages, all the light languages. Because I know y'all listening to this, and you're like, you said she talked the light, tell her the language. That's a different conversation itself. This is about the business behind Black women, spiritual Black women, and how it's such a denounced practice. People don't want to talk about the fact as though women are actually charging for these services. Y'all go get yoni steams and y'all like, oh, she's just mixing the herbs together and putting it on a, you know, like a hot toilet seat. Like I don't have to pay her for this. She's supposed to be doing this. Just because God called for her to do it does not mean that she's not supposed to charge you for it. The price was already predestined before I even put it up on a website. You see what I'm saying? Like, that's what I wanted people to get to. And I think that you are the perfect example of what it means to follow in your gifts and to know that that is your calling because you do it so unapologetically. It's daily content. I've been following you for maybe, I think, a little less than a month. And I think in that time, you've posted maybe like 20 to 30 YouTube videos. I've seen I don't know how many TikToks, and I'm like, this is what it means to not deter from what you're meant to do. And I see the interest in you grow. I see the follower count grow. I see the subscribers, the comments and stuff grow. And I commend you. And I'm giving you your flowers with the pot right now while we're on this call because it takes a lot for somebody to say, on top of being a partner, on top of being a mom, on top of being a black woman, on top of all the other things that, you know, like I got going on, I still prioritize my gifts. And in that, God finds me sound enough, grounded enough, founded enough in this to say, put a price behind it because people are going to pay you what you're worth. And you are confirmed and validated in that. So, black woman, I'm giving you your flowers right here. Right now, okay, because it's not easy to do. It's not easy to step outside of that and to say like, all right, this is what I'm called to do. Like the Egyptian God said, listen, this what you're gonna do, and you like you me for sure me. All right, I got you. All right, I got you. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it. And then somebody comes to you, and they pay for it, and then somebody's looking at them like, did you just pay that lady too? And it's like I did because I want to do it, but I can't deal with the judgment that's going to come from you knowing that this is what I do. So it's amazing to see that. Before we get out of here, I just want to ask you one last question that I think is going to kind of like shape the thing that any woman in the spiritual space is saying, like, I have this gift, I have this thing that I want to do. I want to charge for it, but I almost feel like I'm not worthy enough to charge for it. What advice do you have to that Black woman?
So when you don't feel like you have enough confidence or enough self-worth, I always tell people go to a place where you're comfortable doing that thing for other people for free so that you can get the testimonials for yourself. You don't really need them for everybody else. Like, yeah, they'll look nice on a website, but like you need it for you so that you can stair step your confidence up and then do it. Like I did maybe for 6 months free readings in a free Facebook group. And then I was like, bitch, I could do this.
There you go.
And I also would say put work behind it, right? Like I didn't get to being so clairaudient, so clairvoyant, so claircognizant. Like all of my video, all of my gifts came online and they were strong. But for me to get to a point where I can undeniably get behind it, trust it, know that it's real, it's not a joke, it's not my ego, it's not my inner child playing games with me. Like, no, this is spirit. I know the voices, I can hear, I can see them. Like that's something that takes real effort. And I think that sometimes we think like some things are a gift. But that doesn't mean that you didn't put effort behind it, right? Like, spirit's always been like, hey, you need to be out there speaking about something. I am a person who wanted to be behind a camera planning things that other people speak. So for me to get up and start talking, I was like, what? And if you look at any of my earlier videos that I put out, like pre-2020, they are awkward. Like it's great information, but they're very awkward. And the point of it was that I had to get over myself enough to know, hey, this information other people need. And just because I don't feel confident in how I look on camera, whatever that thing is, doesn't mean that it doesn't hold value. And I think what you have to do is just put yourself out there. And something that, there's this guy that I follow. Oh, I wish I could remember his name right here in this moment, but he said something that really stuck with me over the years. And he said, people like to watch you grow. And people like to see that trajectory. And through seeing that trajectory, from you being here and then coming here, people feel inspired by that, because not only do they get to say, I remember her when she was at this point, when she only had 100 followers, and now she has 100,000 subscribers or 100,000 followers on this platform. Like that means something to somebody, you know? And then on top of that, it's kind of like I have followers that have been with me since I was at 2,000 followers on TikTok, and they regularly message me. They were the first people to book with me from TikTok. Like they follow up with me. They come to every single live and buy a reading. And it's like we know about each other. We know about each other's family, the husband, the kids, the sister, brother. Like, and it's like I appreciate that. And it's like I have to keep telling myself, like, you are not this person that you see outside of yourself thinking, oh, those people don't have time or don't have blah, blah, blah. Like, no, I'm a genuine person. I want to be genuine with other people. You know what I mean? Just because I'm putting out a service. And I think that that's something that you also have to remember is like when you're doing something for somebody, you're a person. And people need people interactions and they need a healthy interaction. And being a heart-centered person, offering something that spirit gave you from your heart, it allows them to have that safe space, even though they're paying for it. People pay the therapist to be in a safe space. You want to have that space and then hear from the spirits that you only wish you could. The first time I ever got a reading, I got a reading from my best friend. And she was doing it for free. She was just playing around with it. And she gave me the best reading of my life. I would not be with the man that I'm with today. I'm engaged to him. I have a child with him. We have a house together. We have a life together. I probably would have not given him the time of day, seriously,
Yeah,
without her
for
giving me
sure.
that reading. And for the first, I want to say 3 months, I would of our relationship, I would go back to her and be like, tell me more. I don't care. If you need money, I'll give you money. Just like tell me. So I feel like you have to see your value, but at the same time grow. Like in alchemy, we say you start off in the black phase, right? And so in the black phase, you're seeing all the things that make you not worthy, that make you not follow through, that you sabotage on, all the stuff your family does, etc. But there's a point where you come into abeldo, which is like the white phase. And when you come into that, you start to strip away and you start to become this pure self. And when you start to see that self and see that value, see that love, see that amazingness, that weird quirky shit that only you do, that is empowering as fuck. And so,
Yeah, no, for real.
and from that point, it's like, well, what can I offer people? Because then you understand that value is you offering a piece of you that everyone else is looking for outside of themselves, but really is just you reflecting to them what they really needed to see inside. And that is where the value comes in, because what they're looking for is someone who can reflect the part of them that they need to see right here, right now, and it's not in their current environment. They don't have access to those people. All they have is maybe treacherous people or people that's constantly throwing them shade or telling them who they can and can't be. But they need somebody that can say, sit down. This is what the ancestors have for you. You can do it. These are the decisions you need to make. This is the move that you need to make. And if you make it in such a trajectory, you can create that which you deserve. Like, that's something people need. And that need is available to have a cost behind it, because then it makes them put the action behind it.
There
And
you
that's
go.
so
There you
worth
go.
every little piece. Like, it's like,
See, and this is exactly why she charged what she charged, y'all, because this is what she do. I'm telling y'all, she just proved y'all the validation, the justification of all her qualifications. Look at what we did right there. Poetry, you see what I'm saying? It's right there. But this is what I'm talking about when I tell y'all to pay Black women what they worth, because this is a marginalized group of women, right? And y'all know that advocacy is not something that I necessarily do across all platforms because I know my place. But as a Black woman, one thing that I'm gonna do is advocate for other Black women, because when I see she, I see me. And I am really, really big on getting women out there. And that's exactly why we have this conversation here. If you are somebody who has a business, has a spiritual business, and you do not necessarily understand your self-worth, the first person that I'm going to send you to is Lo, because she literally is showing you that there is alchemy that needs to happen within your experience and getting to know yourself. So it could be that your inner child has a wound that is not yet healed. Your younger self, and younger, not even like 17, younger could be that you 32 and 27, you had some things that they went through that they have not yet healed from. Lo is going to talk to 27-year-old you, and you guys are going to work together together to get to the bottom of this. It's not her job to leave you hanging. That's why we're having this conversation. And that's why I'm going to continue to have conversations with women like Lo, because there is something here, right? There's a community of women that exist. And I don't think that you guys trust each other enough. And that's the issue. There's this veil that we place over ourselves because we all want to appear so strong. We all want to appear like we got it together. But the point of a sisterhood is to have some type of vulnerability and to have that vulnerability with somebody that I can trust. And I don't have to know you like you're my cousin, or know you like you're my sister, or even know you like you're my friend or an acquaintance. But to know that you are validated, justified, grounded, and founded in your skill, in your talent, in your God-given gifts is all the more reason for me to patronize your space. Patronize your skills and say, hey, you have the thing to help me. Pay people what they're worth. You pay people for them wigs. And I'm not saying this to judge, but it's to show you that your spiritual experience is just as important as your human experience. You pay to look the part, right? You pay for the wigs, you pay for the silk press, you pay for the braids, you pay for the faux locks, you pay to get your makeup done, you pay for the outfit, you pay for the ring light, you pay for all those different things, all the different filters, all the different applications, whatever it is that you need to come across like a professional, but internally you don't know your worth. You bought two packs of tarot cards and you only know the books, and you tapping into just that one part of what it is that you know. Your knowledge is not enough when your self-worth does not equate to the work that you're putting out, because now you're charging people for your ignorance, and there's no way that people are going to pay top dollar for that. And that's why people like Lo exist. That's why people like myself exist. And it's not about coming out here and bragging or boasting or whatever the case may be. At some point, you got to stop humbly flexing and just be out here flexing and telling people, like, listen, it is what it is. I'm a Black woman with a God-given gift. I does this shit. If you're not going to get your, I'm going to say it again, because I don't think y'all understand how serious this is. She got a book that she go outside and read pages of to the sun, y'all. Like, y'all not doing this. That's not who y'all, you wish that this would, because in that, she has a partner who, like, I need y'all to understand how the spiritual experience equals the human experience. In doing what it is that she was supposed to do, right? In submitting to the work, she is a home. She is a healthy child. She has a healthy partnership. She is engaged. She has a dog. She has a platform. She has all of the things that she desires in life by solely not just submitting to the work, doing the work, but submitting to the work that has to be done without embarrassment, without shame, without guilt, without want to flourish in somebody else's light, solely focused on what Lo has to do in order to get it done, and then offering those services for people who are not yet there but who want to get there. If you don't check in with sis, you're doing yourself a disservice, and that's that on that, right? That's the whole reason why we're here during Women's History Month, is because history, her story, is going to be made. Whether it be now, I told y'all 2023 is going to be a great year for all women, but especially Black women. At this point in your life now, you're feeling like, I got this. I know what it is I want to do. And even if it's not spiritually, like tarot reading, or whether it be like becoming an herbalist, or whether it's something like I do, like holistic coaching or confidence coaching, if it's something like doing hair, because that's a spiritual thing. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. The hair on top of your head is a spiritual thing. We talked about how Brazilian waxes are spiritual. So if it's you go, you know, becoming an esthetician, whatever it is that your calling is, that you have not discovered the reason why, like that in-depth intuition behind your self-worth and why you can't tap into it in order to do it with a price tag behind it, again, if you don't tap in with my good sis, you're doing yourself a disservice. So before we get into this lightning round, Lo, tell them one more time where they can find your services, where they can find you on social media, and then I'm gonna hold you for probably like another 5 minutes, and I'm gonna get you up out of here.
Okay, so you can find my services at Love Goddess, LoveGoddess dot co. And so on there, you can find literally all of my services. Just go to the services tab, bam, there it is. If you want to know more about what a Kwanzaa reading is, it has its own tab. And I also have a mystery school. And if you click courses at the top, it will take you straight to everything that is there. You can find me on TikTok at underscore live like low and on YouTube at live like low. And if you want to find me on Instagram, I much appreciate it because I have no followers on Instagram at live like low underscore official. So yeah, and I'm hyped. Like I feel like, you know, doing services makes it just it warms my heart, but it's like I have to work out of my heart chakra. So it's like it gets intense. And I feel like, you know, when you're doing stuff, just know that if your heart isn't open, then you aren't able to give your fullest
Very much so.
self. You're not able to give the fullest of what you have. And spirit has always told me, like, I just started offering a mentorship service, a psychic mentorship, and then a hermetic mentorship. And I've had these clients come in, and after the session, I'm like, oh, like I feel like depleted. And then I thought, like, maybe I'm doing too much here. And then Thoth was like, no, this is what it really means to teach somebody. You have literally given all that you have to that person, and now they have the energy to move it around and work it in their life. And
Damn.
that, like, being able to do that for somebody, no matter what you do, right? No matter what you do. My partner is a music producer. When he goes into a session, he puts everything he has into that session until the session is over. When the session is over, he is depleted. He's out for hours, for hours. And it's like, but during that session, he put so much energy into it that it flourished. And I've seen him create an album that went on to make multiple platinums from putting in that work when it almost was nothing. It wouldn't mean anything to anybody but him and the artist, you know? And so
There you go.
knowing that when you do something, you do it well. My mom is one of the best hairstylists in Atlanta. And when she does it, she's like, oh, this little piece of hair need to turn like this. And, you know, I need to do that. And when my dad is doing a color, he looking at it, he like, shit, I'm about to throw some sauce on that thing because I know you say you want this, but your skin, your undertones are telling me you need to shift the shade. We're gonna make the shit pop. You know what I'm saying? And doing that best thing, putting your soul into it, putting that sauce in it. My grandma said it's like putting your foot in something. Can't nobody else do it like you. And that's what makes you
Very
unique.
much so.
So, yeah.
See, and that's why she the best to do it. I'm telling y'all, if you don't tap in, you're doing a disservice. I know who to align with, okay? I just be waiting for it to happen. I just sit back after I done the work, after I done put it out there, after I done made my offerings, after I chill out, and I'm like, all right, spirit, what I'm supposed to do? Oftentimes, I don't believe that it's in my phone because I don't feel like, being that attached to technology. But I'm telling you, this time I was scrolling on that TikTok, minding my goddamn business, and here she was. You see, look at how spirit works. Look at how it aligns, right? And when black women get together, y'all know magic happen. So that's why episodes like this exist. Before we get up out of here, I like to do a rapid fire round with people. And again, when we first started this, I was going to have this like interview style episode with Lo, but I was like, no, a conversation needs to happen. And it was the same thing for this because I was like, we're going to do like a this or that. But I feel like there's so much information that you hold, and there's so many great, I don't want to call them stories, but there's so many great lessons in your experiences that I wanted to ask you like different questions. So, favorite ancestor that you've recently tapped into, and why were they your favorite?
So my favorite ancestor is it's my grandma's mom's dad. It's like the weirdest way to put it.
Okay.
I've never met the grandma, like her mom or her dad. They passed away before I was born. And she came through, and they're both native. Like, and so she came through and she was like, well, the gifts on this side of the family, nobody wants to take them, but we can give them to you. And so I like for the past like 2 months, I've been going through like heavy upgrades, like heavy. And I love my native ancestors. They are so fucking cool. And they've taken me, they're like, look, we're going to the mounds today, bring your drum, we're gonna go hang out. And they recently introduced me to the land spirit that's like around here, and he's so cool. He looks like a Toltec Indian. He's so just, I don't know. And so like I've been offering him coffee every morning, and we've been talking and like
Yes.
chatting and whatever. And so I guess I appeased him in the way that they were telling me to do. So then he introduced me to all land spirits across the earth, and that was super cool. And then they were all telling me like, hey, you're gonna be traveling soon, like we're gonna bring you here
Yes.
and we're gonna talk. And I was like, oh, this is so dope, but it's like I don't know where this is gonna go. And spirits like,
Right.
you know, so that's been really cool. And that side of my family are all pastors. They're all pastoral. They're all speakers. And so it's like, I wonder what's gonna happen there. But that's like my favorite group of ancestors that I've talked to recently. They're like, it was like I cracked a code or something and they came through. So that was dope.
Anytime a new ancestor comes through, it's a different type of feel. I remember when the second generation of my family closed out last year when the last of my great great aunts and uncles transitioned. But I have a great great aunt that passed right after I was born. So I was born in 93. She passed in 94, and we have one photo together. And for some reason, like she was like the sassiest of all like the great great aunts and uncles, and she was like the one to kind of tell it like it is. And it's so crazy how often it's like Christian, like my family will say like, Christian said something the other day, and it reminded me of Mabel so much. Or Christian said something the other day, and she act like Mabel so much. And like, there are family members who look just like my Aunt Mabel, but when it comes to just like saying the first thing that come out my mouth and just like wilding out or like cussing somebody out or just like saying something that nobody in the family want to say, I'd be like, well, y'all hiding y'all presents because y'all know he a cracky and y'all keep inviting him to Christmas. They like, that's some Mabel shit. So that, I out of all my favorite ancestors, she is my favorite because she was like no nonsense. Like, she just was like calling people like it is. So I really, I'm telling you, my family's so hoodoo. It's disgusting. It's so like, girl, we could talk about that all day.
That's dope though. My grandma's name was Mabel. She's like a charge of my spirit
Yeah,
team.
see, look at
So
that.
I
I'm telling y'all, Mabel's is something else. It's Mabel's, Margaret's, and Mary's. It's something about them M's. I'm telling you, they will
like,
cut the fuck up. I don't know what they be doing. It's something over there. Your favorite herb.
my favorite herb. Ooh, okay. That might be a tie because
Okay.
I love blue lotus, but as
Okay.
a remedy, I really like rhodiola. Rhodiola and
Okay.
rhodiola paired with ashwagandha. Ooh, that's sweet right
Okay, run that down. What is
there.
it?
Okay, so rhodiola is like a root. It's like a herb, but it's a root. And so like when you make a tincture with it, Gaia has the best tincture pills. Like they put the liquid in a capsule. So dope, but it's good for stress. And
Okay.
in traditional, can't remember if it's Ayurvedic or Chinese medicine, but in traditional use, rhodiola is called like the cure. It's like a cure-all herb. So like you take it and it
Okay.
gives you like a shit ton of energy. Like it's like,
Okay.
but it also decreases stress in the process. And then I love ashwagandha paired with it because then like your stress is at an all-time low, but it's like a happy pill
Listen.
because now you high, you can do whatever you need to do, and you on a trajectory, but it's like
I'm
I'm
telling
on the
you,
road, so I love that.
I love how many black women have come across ashwagandha and have started to incorporate it into their just like daily habits. If they don't take any other supplement, they like, listen, I'm taking a one a day and I'm taking ashwagandha and I don't give a damn. And I'm like, I love that for you, sis. I always tell people like, don't do too much. Like, make sure you're within, you know, your correct dosage because you can do too much with herbs, believe it or not. They do the same way medication has effects on the body is the same way herbal intake has effects on the body. I'm not an herbalist, but I do know a few. Before I started taking the 12 supplements that I take daily, I consulted with an herbalist, but that is a new one for me. So I'm
Yeah.
actually gonna have to look into
So
that.
what's good about adaptogen herbs is that you can take as needed. Like there's no end quote too much. Although I wouldn't recommend taking ashwagandha like past like 7 or 8 o'clock because that's gonna be it's
Yes.
like drinking coffee in the middle of the night. You're gonna be
Yeah.
up. So other than that, but ashwagandha, holy basil, lemon balm, and rhodiola are all herbs that are adaptogens. So basically what that means is whenever you're stressed, you use certain nutrients. So like all basically it's replenishing all of that, and so your body's able to cope. When you get over your coping mechanism, instead of smoking or drinking, go take some vitamins because that's actually going to help you. So
Yep.
yeah.
I think, you know what? And I think that might be a conversation. I'm telling y'all, we getting ready to just have to have like a whole little side situation happening here. We're gonna have to do some content behind just herbal supplements in general and how they pertain to like women of color or just women in general. Because I don't think a lot of women actually understand the importance of taking your like taking your herbal supplements. A lot of people think that when it comes to mental health and wellness and physical health and wellness, the first thing you need to do is go see a doctor. It's great to talk to your doctor about deficiencies, but a lot of the deficiencies that you're experiencing could be cured damn near, like really cured with different herbal supplements. I am the first person to say that I stopped taking like psychiatric medication when I was 19 years old. That was the last time I ever took Lamictal, Wellbutrin a day in my life, and I'm 29 years old. So for the past 10 years, I have been taking some type of supplement. Like, it started with just a basic one a day, like some vitamin D3, some iron. And then when I started like just healing holistically back in 2018, I was like, oh, it's a gang of herbs out this bitch. It's something for everything. So between like ashwagandha baths, like just different, you know, herbal supplements, putting like roses, not just rose water, but actual roses. Like you were speaking of lemon balm. Now we got the rhodiola, so now I got to look into that. Like, there's so many different things that come into play. And before I get you out of here, I thought that we could just kind of like repurpose the energy because I didn't know how deep it was going to get. The wildest client request without you, you know, like sharing too much. What is the wildest client request that you have received?
Oh man, let's see. So I don't know if I would say the wildest, but it was the coolest thing that I've ever just like tapped into. I had a client recently when I was doing a quanta reading, and her grandpa, and I guess all a lot of the men from her grandpa back were all Masons. And so it was really cool because she had a lot of their
Wow.
memorabilia, and she was like, I don't know what to do with it because I'm not a Mason. And do I use it? Do I not use it? What do I do? And it was like, and she was like, can you tap into that? And it was like, as soon as I did, it was like he showed me a whole bunch of stuff. And then he was like, this. And then he was like, oh my God, I've been waiting for her to do this for like years. And then he just like cracked open a thing. But when I went into her quanta, it looked like a lodge. It looked like a giant crystalline Mason lodge. It was the coolest shit I've ever
Wow.
seen in my life. And I was just like, this is dope. The people were walking like the selves, like all her different like timeline selves, were all walking around with like these garbs and these like white robes and shit. I was like, this is the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Yes.
But that was probably one of the coolest. But I don't know. I don't do like I think that was probably one of the coolest things because I didn't know if I was going to be able to tap in because
Yeah.
I'm not.
Masonry in general is such a sacred practice. Like the more that we find out about it, and it's not something that I'm like heavily diverse in. It's just in spirituality, it's going to be something that you come across. Like everybody within the spiritual community knows something about the Masons. The Masons is when I tell you they locked in like with one another, there is no ifs, ands, or buts about the experience, honey. Like
Yes.
they true to themselves, and what they say is what they mean. Like they not coming up off of none of that. It's not a second guess. It's so profound and it's so like confirmed. It's like I said what I said. It's such I said what I said energy, and it's like either you're gonna do it or you're not gonna do it. I advise you to do it. But in the event that you don't do it, and they kind of tell you about your consequences off rip too. Like they kind of tell you, like, listen, you could not do it, but this was gonna happen if you don't do it. And I don't think you want that. And I'm like, you know what? You're right. You're right. That's not really my calling. My dad has dealt with it. My dad is, it's something that he's interested in. My dad is not a spiritualist by far. My dad is way more religious. But I tell him all the time, like, if you feel called to something, just tap into it. You don't have to get deep into it. You don't have to feel like it's conflicting with your religion or anything like that, but just tap into it and you'd be surprised at what you find. And he always comes back and be like, did you know? And I'm like, you know what? You'd have taught me something today because I did not know. And he'd be like, I'm gonna look more into that. I'm like, you do that. Like it's always this thing. So family, I really, first of all, like I said, I want to give Lo, I want to give you your flowers with the pot because my friend Tanisha, who is an author, Tanisha Brianna, always says that words mean things, and you are such a skilled and such a beautiful soul, and what you're doing for not just the community, but for the people and just for women in general, I think that you again are one of those people that is the epitome of being submissive to the work and being blessed through your submission, and how there's nothing wrong with submitting to your calling and putting a price behind that. I wish you nothing but success in everything that it is that you're doing. I hope nothing but amazing clients, high profile clients come your way. Family, you guys know that you guys can find me on social media, DemChakras. And if nobody has told you today, please let me be the first to say that I like you and I love you, and I will see you guys in the next episode.